USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans will soon have a 53-seat majority in the U.S. Senate after scoring a narrow win in a Mississippi runoff election. Here's correspondent Wendy King.
Democrat Mike Espy conceded the race to incumbent Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith, who had stumbled over a comment about attending a public hanging.
I congratulated her on her victory tonight, and she has my prayers as she goes to Washington to unite a very divided Mississippi.
Hyde-Smith had the edge going into the runoff vote.
President Trump threatening to cancel this week's planned meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin because of last weekend's clash between Russian and Ukrainian warships. The president saying in an interview with the Washington Post he's waiting for a full report after Russian ships fired on and seized three Ukrainian vessels. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.